The crowner rolled the corpse over.
What think you, brother? I smell no fumes from hell. I'd swear the devil had less to do with this crime than his handmaid.
The stench seems mortal enough, but I would not conclude much else from that.
Thomas continued to study the pale-faced woman in the corner.
What handmaid, crowner?
Yvetta cried, suddenly aware of what Ralph was suggesting.
Did the victim refuse to pay his fee when he saw your face?
Yvetta flew at Ralph, her fingers bent like eagle talons. Thomas grabbed her before she did damage to a king's man.
Be still, woman. You were witness to what happened. We must hear the details from you.
She pushed the monk away, then gestured at the man kneeling on the floor.
Do you think he will listen to a whore, brother?
If you doubt he shall, then believe that I will.
Thomas reached out, as if offering peace.
Why are you not terrified of a woman like me?
She stared at him. The founder of my order sought out women in brothels to spread God's truth. In consequence, I fear you not, and would hear what you have to say.
I have naught to say, the woman said. Why waste the little breath I have left talking to a man who has already condemned me?
Yvetta fell silent. The sulky expression in her eyes did little to mask the pallor of fear on her face.
Go back to the priory, brother. This murder has naught to do with you,
Ralph said as he rose and wiped his hands on his leather tunic.
It has all the common marks of a man's act, not the devil's.
Then may I tell the crowd outside that Satan had no direct hand in this?
Thomas asked.
Aye, this is solely the king's affair,
the crowner said, glaring at the woman in the corner.